Thank you very much. Excellencies, Deputy Secretary General, Executive Secretary, distinguished delegates. For me, it is also a great privilege to co-chair this meeting. At the outset, it is clear that we need to redouble our efforts towards sustainable development and find more powerful entry points that will trigger progress and change at scale. Most of all, this is a collaborative and concerted exercise. All actors need to work together and pull in the same direction. It is necessary to foster partnerships between governments, civil society, and the private sector. We need to ensure that decisions are based on scientific evidence and sound data. And we must include the perspective of young people who have a lot to say about the future of this planet. The regional forum provides a space to bring together all these different perspectives and facilitate debate and peer learning. In this sense, the plenary segments today and tomorrow will offer an opportunity for a cross-cutting policy debate. The high-level policy segment following this opening will stress innovative and resilient solutions that will reinforce the 2030 agenda in the region. The second plenary session tomorrow afternoon will be more forward-looking and identify the transformative actions that can help drive progress over the next years. A particular focus will be given to the themes of the Summit of the Future, which are closely linked to SDG acceleration and include key areas such as innovation, technology, digitalization, and youth engagement. We will have an inspiring session tomorrow afternoon with the co-facilitators of the Summit of the Future and a panel of eminent speakers, and I encourage you to take the opportunity to engage with the speakers. I also encourage you to actively engage in the peer learning roundtables focused on SDGs 1, 2, 13, 16, and 17. Peer learning is very much at the heart of this regional forum. The roundtables will feature a range of concrete policies and solutions on social protection, food systems, climate action, governance, and digitalization. Additionally, around 40 virtual site events are taking place with valuable conversations around the theme and the topics of the regional forum. The outcomes of our deliberations will be reported to the high-level political forum in New York in July. A set of strong messages from this region would be instrumental in underscoring its role as a global champion of sustainable development. I thank you in advance for your valuable contributions and wish you all a fruitful and constructive dialogue. Turning now to a more formal point, may I ask you to kindly adopt the provisional agenda, document symbol ECE RFSD 2024-1, which reflects the structure of the meeting. The official agenda has been issued in three languages and is further detailed in the program of the regional forum. Are there any comments on the agenda? If not, I can regard this agenda to be adopted. So let us to turn to the second part of this plenary, which is opening remarks by speakers. And it is my great honor now to give floor and hear opening remarks by the United Nations Deputy Secretary General, Ms. Amina Mohamed, an eminent global leader on sustainable development and UN reform. Madam, it's a great honor for us all to have you with us today, and the floor is yours.
Thank you very much.